Quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Monday here on the show. You know what that means? We got a lot to talk about today. It was a very busy weekend. Had a lot of shows. Had the Screw Genesis show with the new IWGP Heavyweight Champion. We had SmackDown, which was, what a show that SmackDown was. And we had the NXT Stand and Deliver show, their WrestleMania weekend show, 2 weekends early. So we'll tell you about all of those. Raw, of course, is tonight. And it is WrestleMania season. And so the crossovers, well, they've accelerated. There really is no brand split for the next couple of weeks now. Everybody's going to be on every show. And tomorrow, apparently, on ESPN, they are going to announce the lineups for WrestleMania. So you'll be able to find out what is on what day. That is coming up tomorrow. So we'll tell you about the WrestleMania card. We've also got the Netflix Hulk Hogan Real American docuseries to talk about. We got some AEW injuries to discuss. As noted, Skura Genesis. We've also got Dontaku lineups if you want to talk about those. Pat McAfee as the mystery man. We got updates on the G1 tournament, the best of the Super Juniors, Will Ospreay, some ratings notes, and plenty more. Filthy Tom is going to be joining us here today. We'll see what he has to talk about. If you want to text us, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4W Online at gmail.com. F4W Online Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. And at Brian Alvarez on X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. sportsbettingclaim.com.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom Lawler joining us here today. Spring has sprung here in Seattle, and I may have foolishly went for a walk before this show because I'm suffering, brother. But we're going to do our best here today. What's going on over there?
You went for a walk as in the Vinny V, I need to go for a walk.
I went for a walk style. And there's like pollen and all sorts of stuff everywhere. Like the sun's out and spring has sprung in my eyes and my nose and brutal. It's called allergies, brother.
Anyway. Is he in a team with Big Schmoz?
You know, I...
Allergy.
Tom, you know, there's a lot of people clamoring for us to return. There's a lot of options out
there
other than the Chop and Roll Express.
They certainly are not.
If we could just change our names. Like, no one would know it was us if we just changed our names, right? Al, Lurgy, and who's the other one? Big Schmoz?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. We got
Big Schmoz is Vinny.
He is a Big Schmoz. How has no one used that gimmick? It's like astounding. Nobody's ever used the gimmick in this business, Big Schmoz. How? God.
Should have been in the FBI.
All right. So, what did you watch this weekend?
Chisora Wilder.
What did you watch that we would care about?
I watched NXT and SmackDown.
Watched NXT.
Brother, honestly, if you want to talk about a pro wrestling match, Chisora Wilder, Dirk Chisora, and Deontay Wilder might have been the best pro wrestling match of the weekend in a 12-round boxing match. They were like flailing all over the place. In the first round, one of the guys got tackled through the ropes, and the corner man ran in because the ref wasn't doing anything. There was multiple knockdowns. It was wild, actually.
Okay. Well, you've killed the show dead. So let's move on to what people actually care about.
Bite me, nerd. Dudes made millions and millions of dollars. Big time prize fighters, but hey, you're right.
Bro, all anyone's talking about is Pat McAfee. Do you realize Pat McAfee?
Oh, someone in the chat just said no one cares about Chisora Wilder.
So you know, somebody went on the actually it was last night Dave was talking about the Pat McAfee deal. He goes, you know, it's going to be weird because Pat's supposed to interview some of these wrestlers over Mania weekend. Like, is he going to be in character? Guys, he's all over his show today, 100% in character. I mean, he's doing what your kids are doing right now. ranting and raving about these Mark fans and this and that. And
what the hell was he talking about?
Where do you want to start? You'd start on SmackDown?
When was the last time they booked 2 5-foot-5 guys to do an Iron Man match?
A 45-minute Iron Man match for 6 straight weeks.
What? When was that? Because I would love to go back and watch that.
Okay,
if he could pinpoint that exact time in SmackDown or Raw history, please let me know because I will review it. I will watch all those matches and review them.
Okay, what I think he honestly was referencing was, who did Carmelo have that feud with?
Ilya Dragunov?
Was it Carmelo and Ilya where they had like 6 matches and we thought it was a best of 7, but then remember that?
Oh, no.
Who was that? There was like, it was for the U.S. title and there were like 2 guys and they just went, I mean, they had like 6 matches and it was like, why don't you just call it a best of 7?
Andrade.
Carmelo, yeah. I presume he was talking about that. That's the only thing, because he mentioned like 10 weeks in a row or something like that. Anyway, so guys, for those of you that don't know, I want to make this clear because, you know, sometimes go, oh, well, Brian said this, but now he... I'm always honest with you, okay? Last week on the show, when I said, it's not... whoever's on the phone, it's not Vince McMahon. I said... they have an idea. They had an idea for somebody is what I said, but it fell through. And if it had been this person, we would have all been like, what? So that person was Pat McAfee. Okay. I didn't know it was going to end up Pat McAfee because what I had been basically told was they wanted McAfee, but they couldn't come to an agreement. And I was like, Pat McAfee? What? And I told, and Lance can confirm because I did tell him off the air, but like the story was...
oh, thanks.
You weren't on the show. Lance was that day. But the story was they wanted McAfee, but like...
Hold on. What are we, a tag team in WWE? We can't talk unless we're on the show together?
Yes, exactly. And so when I told the story, like I thought they were going to scramble to get somebody else. And I think everybody who heard the show thought, oh, they must have scrambled to get someone else and came up with McAfee. No, McAfee was the guy they wanted. They wanted Pat McAfee. Now, a lot of you here are going, why? Well, that's a great question. So the why is that Ari Emanuel apparently thought, you know what'll really drum up business for Mania? If we get a famous guy with a big platform to get involved. And so he came up with the idea for Pat McAfee. Now, you know, everyone's going to go, oh, you're always defending Triple H, whatever. The story is, this was not a Triple H call. Most everybody in the entire company, I mean, certainly everybody I heard from, was like, what is this? This is stupid. It doesn't make any sense. So, like, it's actually kind of a little bit like that Rock thing when John Cena turned heel. It was like, somebody higher up decided, I got an idea, and it's gonna happen, and this is what it is. And so now we've got Pat McAfee as the guy that was on the phone with Randy Orton, who's now doing this, like, listen, I have nothing against Pat McAfee. You know, he was a great announcer. He did a good job. And he did a good job in the ring.
He certainly brought attention to the WWE at a time when they sorely needed it as well.
Yes. It's nothing like that. It's nothing against Pat. But he does not fit in this role at all. And what they've come up with, which is... you know what this business needs is to go back to the Attitude Era with Randy Orton on top, even though Randy Orton wasn't even in the business in the Attitude Era. And the Attitude Era was 30 years ago we're talking about here. I mean, the promo on SmackDown was so bad. Cody's rebuttal, which of course, you know, they're trying to build up. This is another one. He was shooting when Cody went out there for his promo. It's like,
sure he was.
This is virtually as bad as the Pat thing. I mean, that SmackDown show, between that and then everything they did with Trick and Sammy only to turn around in the last 1 minute of the show and just switch role, I was just like, oh my God. it's like it felt like a show where this boom period has jumped the shark. That's SmackDown. That's when it jumped the shark.
And you also had Little Yachty, who is now just Trick Williams' manager.
Dude, I guess.
Like, he just walked out with him, and now he's part of the act.
Dude, for 98% of the show, they were a babyface duo. Trick Williams and Little Yachty. And then in the last 1 minute of the show, and Sammy was a heel the entire
show. Sammy was 100% a heel.
They do a heel 100%. Finish for the main event, and then they just turn both of them again. Trick jumps Sammy from behind. I was like, what? Dude, God.
At least Carmelo Hayes was a babyface. That I'm sure of, because I went a long time not being able to tell if he was a babyface, if Ilya Dragunov was a babyface. Where is Ilya Dragunov? No one knows.
No one
He's
knows.
He's disappeared now.
Yeah. You know, I got something I got to... do I have time now?
Probably not.
Probably not. All right, well, when we come back, I want to talk about something else this kind of reminds me of. And then we'll get into all the other news. You can talk about your main man, Udo Ice. And plenty more after the break, Observer Live.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
Sometimes life changes and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories, too much to handle on your own. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline. We can help you sell your home as is. No cleaning, no showings, and there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. We'll pay you a fair price for your home in cash, whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition.
Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Tom, I want to thank you for pointing out that, in fact, I had not lost my mind yesterday. There was no incident where Sammy made a comeback at the end of SmackDown. Dave, what did Dave say yesterday?
He said that Sami Zayn clothesline trick over the end, over the top at the end of SmackDown.
And that never happened?
No.
Okay. Because you went back and watched to confirm.
I just watched.
Thank you. Okay. I thought I was losing my mind. I just took his word for it. He was so confident. Okay. Well, there's
I mean, unless it happened on the international feed, but certainly not the completely legal feed of SmackDown that I watched.
Hey, you guys watch AEW on the chat? You guys AEW fans? I think if you watch AEW and you've watched it, now that we're in 2026, I think that everybody will pretty much acknowledge that they're kind of on a hot streak right now and that they've kind of turned things around from post-Brawl Out. Can we all agree on that? Like, there was a time after Brawl Out where the thing kind of started sinking a little bit, and now it's kind of come back? Yeah? I just want to make sure we all agree before I go any further, because I don't like to make people mad. Okay. Looks like everybody agrees. Okay. Well, there was a period after Brawl Out where there was a big decline in interest and such in AEW. And I don't want to be that guy, but I pointed it out at the time, and people vociferously fought, okay? But now
that that wasn't one of those times where you were being paid by AEW?
No.
People seem to, like, forget about this whenever you criticize
it. Yeah. But my point is, now that we all kind of acknowledge that they had a down period that they've now come back from, now that they've come back, I think people can acknowledge the down period, which they couldn't acknowledge at the time because they didn't want to. But anyway, so there was a period where things weren't going great, and I heard so many people critical of the AEW booking, like from inside the company, like, why is this happening? What is this? Why is this? And but they all said one thing. And I think this is why fans, like, they didn't want to acknowledge it at the time, but they will acknowledge it now. The shows, like, in a vacuum, like, the booking, there were a lot of booking issues. But, like, the thing I kept hearing from people was, like, ah, this is so bad, this is so bad, this is so bad. But you know what? The matches are so good that people don't notice. I heard that over and over again. The matches are so good that people don't notice all of these booking problems. And it's funny because the big difference between WWE and AEW is AEW does way more matches, but we are actually now in that exact same position with WWE. But it's far more noticeable right now with WWE because they actually do fewer matches than AEW. This booking of WWE is freaking atrocious right now. And it started with NXT. NXT has been atrocious for like almost a year now. I'm talking atrocious. I'm not talking when I liked it and everyone else said it sucked. I'm talking like it's shoot atrocious right now.
Well, there was a bright spot this past weekend.
Well, we'll get to that. This is part of my point. The NXT booking is atrocious. The WWE main roster booking is way below what it's been of late. But it really hit me watching that NXT, the first hour of NXT television and the entire NXT Stand and Deliver. It's just like AEW. There's so much talent. The matches are different, but there is so much talent in WWE that you can forget how bad the booking is if you just watch the wrestling. The first hour of NXT television this week was great because it was just like three great matches, one after the other. And Stand and Deliver had virtually no booking whatsoever. It was just five matches, and like the worst match was like 3.5 stars. It was just one great match after another. And so, like, you know, I saw these people on Twitter going, this is the NXT that Brian says sucks. Like, I'm an idiot. It's like, no, you're the idiot. This NXT booking is atrocious. It's absolutely atrocious. But when you just let the people go out and wrestle, like, they're so good, they can, like, salvage this thing. Same with WWE. I'm sure WrestleMania Night 1 and Night 2, I'll bet when the shows are over, people are going to go, my God, those shows were great. If you look at the lineup, like, WrestleMania Night 1 and Night 2 are going to be great. But, you know, having to sit and watch the booking of these two shows, this SmackDown was freaking horrible, dude. Horrible. It's like, You know, I talked to Dave last night about when Pat McAfee talked about the lowest rated SmackDown. That guy was talking about cage match. Because fans were so mad about the show 2 weeks ago that they gave it like a 2.5 on cage match, which was the lowest cage match rating of all time. That's what Pat McAfee was talking about. And then the funny thing is, the SmackDown this Pat, it's like at a 0.5.
0.81.
Oh my God.
I'm looking at it right now.
It's just horrible, dude. The booking is terrible. But yeah, all the wrestlers have great matches. And it's like salvaging this thing right now. Anyway.
I mean, I wouldn't say there were any great matches.
You didn't think so on Stand and Deliver?
Oh, Stand and Deliver?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought on SmackDown.
No, there was nothing great on SmackDown.
Yeah, Stand and Deliver was a good show.
I thought it was quite good. You want to go over it?
Sure. There was, we found out at the beginning that indeed there was going to be a triple threat and for the women's title with Lola.
Yeah, we found out 18 hours later on social media.
Yeah. Before that match took place, that match was awesome. Sexy Red, who I think is a rapper, and Shawn Michaels came out, and they told everyone that if you're not down with Stand and Deliver, to suck it. On Easter weekend, really? So we had this triple threat match.
A reference from 30 years ago. There's a lot of that this weekend.
This match was awesome. I thought all three women looked great. At the end of it, I thought all three women need to be called up along with others on this female roster. They basically, towards the end, ran back the finish of Tuesday's number one contenders match with Kendo hitting a short double leg, going for a pin. They end up with a choke. But this time, as Lola had the guillotine choke on, JC leveled her with a knee. Gray then hit a Judas effect and locked on a rolling arm bar on Lola Vice. Lola got out. She hit the back fist. It looked like JC was going to steal the win as Lola rolled out of the ring, but Lola was able to put Kendall's foot on the rope. She kept the match going. Fatal Influence tried to interfere, but Ren Sinclair flew off the top with a great crossbody, took out both of them and brawled with them to the back. Kendall then flew on to JC and Lola with a moonsault. She hit the Shades of Gray flatliner off the top, but Lola locked her in a sleeper. JC hit Kendall with the rolling encore. Gray flew from the ring and hit, she was sent from the ring with the rolling encore. Lola then hit the spinning back fist. The crowd popped, and then Lola pinned her, and they popped once again. And this match ruled. Great opener.
Yeah, it sure was. I won't waste everyone's time. I thought Kendall was the obvious choice to win to make sense of this storyline and go forward, but it's Lola's turn, and she won. And I think JC Jane is now on her way probably to the main roster. They should all go to the main roster, but you know how things work. JC's probably going up, and everyone else is staying down.
The only thing I think it needed more of would have been Lola's dad running out to somehow
fight. Yeah, where the hell was that guy?
He should have been there.
They couldn't get that guy in there for this? That is irritating.
We had Los Americanos take on the Vanity Project. This Vanity Project.
They're great.
They remind me of like the Beverly Brothers, but you know, they're a 2026 version. I love these guys. Both teams ended up trying to cheat. The Vanity Project got a hold of the loaded gimmick that the Americanos use, and Jackson Drake hit one of the Americanos with it, and Vanity Project got the win. My review does not do this match justice.
No, this match was so much fun. It was such an easy babyface heel match because the people, God, they hate the Vanity Project. They love the Los Americanos. The work was really good. This Vanity Project has totally stepped up their game. I'm like, remember when they first just showed up on television and they would never identify them? They were just three nerds and always getting beaten.
Well, somehow I knew who they were.
And here we go. Now they're a top tag team. They're great. And now it looks like they're going to put, Blake Monroe with them. Thank God. They need something new for her. And hopefully that turns her NXT run around.
Sol Ruka and Zarya had their long-awaited fight. this match kind of irked me because it was similar to the next match in that Sol Ruka hit her finisher three times in various ways and got the win.
That was
the story.
I think the bigger
issue also is... that also happened in the Johnny Gargano versus Miles Bourne matchup, which happened after this.
Yeah, both of these matches suffered from the exact same thing, which is bad storytelling. You know, we had a Sol Zaria match where the fans just felt gaslit the entire time.
You had two heels in that match. And then you Miles had two baby faces in the next one.
Which was set up because the babyface challenger won the match when he was dead.
But he's also a heel on the main roster.
I know. It's just like everything was wrong with... It's like there's nothing wrong with the matches, but like I predicted going in both
Johnny Gargano planking.
We're going to have problems, and they did. Because it's not hard to see this in advance if you have I don't even have a big brain. I have a semblance of a brain. I still figured this out. Disgusted. Yeah.
I mean, just, you know, split up those matches, split up the finishes. That was the thing that bothered me the most anyways. Oh, and in between, we had a great segment, which I actually may have to go back and watch and see. I'm going to see what they rated that on Cage Match. It was where Sexy Red slapped Lola Vice's behind.
Her buttocks.
In the backstage, yes.
And then they twerked.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Yeah. Dion Lennox beat up Miles Bourne after Miles Bourne beat Johnny Gargano, by the way. Tatum Paxley.
We'll get to Tatum Paxley and Blake Monroe after the break.
You
want to
talk about Blake?
Well, no, the music's playing. You can't hear
it. I guess I can. All right.
We'll take us to break.
Bust it on a beat.
Observer Live.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215.
800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right. Tatum Paxley and Blake Monroe.
Yeah, where were we?
I don't know. You tell me.
Yeah, you know, they had this match, and you know what else happened here? Tatum punched Blake before the bell, which, you know, also happened earlier on in the show with Sol Ruka and Zarya. So another false start there. Well, Tatum won.
Yes, she did. That's it.
Blake went for the glamour shot.
She hit
the glamour shot. Tatum kicked out. She went for it again. Tatum spun out, hit the cemetery drive, pinned Blake Monroe, retained the title, much to the delight of the NXT crowd. There was, Blake did a sunset flip powerbomb to the floor.
Oh, my God.
That looked absolutely brutal.
I don't know if that was more or less brutal than when Sol did the Sol Snatcher onto the metal ramp. God.
There was another spot that somebody did with the metal ramp that was really rough looking, too. It might have been in the three-way. I don't remember. Oh, no. Was it Gargano and Miles Bourne? There was something really bad with the ramp as well. But
I would like to say that you always hear, you know, acts get over, and then you hear, well, you know, they're in front of the same crowd every week, and it's the NXT crowd, blah, blah, blah. But then there are shows like this where they actually leave Orlando. They're in St. Louis for this match, I believe. And golly, this Tatum, she got herself so over with this crowd. I mean, I've said it before, I'll say it again. There's nobody in all of NXT, I'm including like Sol Ruka, all of them. Nobody connects with the crowd better than Tatum Paxley. And honestly, of everybody, I know that it's JC Jane's turn and everything like that, but honestly, the person who would walk onto the main roster and get over the quickest of all of the women is Tatum Paxley. But she's going to easily be here for another year. That's what they
Tatum Paxley has a back like a barn door.
She was a power lifter, dude.
But it's amazing because she's doing like 450s.
Yeah.
She's graceful. She is an athlete.
She is an incredible athlete. It's like, you know, you look at you know, they talk about the wrestling background of
Kendall Gray.
But it's like, you guys need to actually, it's not just a wrestling background, dude. She did everything. She did every sport under the sun. She did wrestling, she did amateur wrestling, she did jujitsu, she did kickboxing, she did gymnastics, she did like everything. And woman after my own heart. But this Tatum Paxley did one thing.
If you had one.
One thing. She was a power lifter. But like, it's inconceivable when you watch how good she is that it's like, that's her background. Powerlifting. She doesn't even do power spots. It's like, it's crazy.
Yeah, she doesn't. She's got some wacky finisher.
I don't like the finisher one bit.
Whatever.
I don't like it.
Saquon Sugars kind of got into it with Deion Lennox.
Yeah, he did.
Backstage asking why Deion Lennox attacked Miles Bourne on his own. And Deion Lennox said he's got some plans for all of them to eat. And on Tuesday, they're going to show the whole world how Dark State strikes. Then we had the main event for Joe Hendry's NXT world title. It was Tony D, Ricky Saints, and Ethan Page all challenging. Ricky and Ethan, of course, doing the gimmick where they're good friends, but they're ready to turn on the other one at the drop of a dime. And they do pretty early on in the match. And then they took turns where Joe Hendry would come back in and overpower the heels, throw everybody around. Tony D came back in. He kind of did the same thing. And then Saints came in with a chair. He hit the Revolution DDT on top of it, but Ethan Page broke it up, saved his chances to get the title, much to the chagrin of Ricky Saints, who then gutted him, hit him with the chair. He and Page went to the floor. They started fighting, engaged in fisticuffs, before Page hurt him up, gave him a power slam through the announce desk. Tony D speared them both off of the steel steps through the announce desk afterwards. Then he went for a spear in the ring, but Hendry stopped him. Tony D grabbed him. Hendry grabbed him, but Tony D got out, hit another spear, then the dead to rights choke slam, and Tony D is your new NXT world champion. So this long time storyline that they built up since, when was it? SummerSlam, maybe, when he returned, SummerSlam weekend?
Something like that.
Over the summer. We waited forever to find out what his plan was. Well, he took out Dark State.
I think it was Survivor Series, maybe.
Maybe.
Because he only had two things he wanted to do, take out Dark State and then whatever the second thing was. So.
No, because then after he won, Booker T goes, wow. And then Vic says, I wonder what phase three will be. And
we'll
find
Vic,
out on Tuesday.
Phase three is defend the title, brother.
I hope it's that he is going to relinquish the NXT title and we get a multi-man match to determine a new champion.
No.
In true NXT fashion.
No.
True Robert Stone fashion, who I don't even know if we saw on this show.
I don't think he was there, actually, now that I think about it. All right, so there was also the New Japan. Did you watch the New Japan show? Any of it?
No, I did not.
All right, I'll just talk about the top three matches because that's what I saw. We had Takeshin Shota Umino for the New Japan World Television title. So it's a TV title match, 15-minute time limit. The first 10 minutes, I mean, it was all right. It was fine. But, man, they did a great job with that last 5 minutes. I mean, they had these fans going wild. And the guy's calling the time. And every time he calls a time, they get even more rabid for this match. And went to a 15-minute draw. Wasn't like the best match of the weekend or anything like that. But they did a good job, playing the draw gimmick. Then we had your main man, Yuta Ice, him and Oscar.
Blood fire.
Against Oiwa and Zack Sabre Jr., IWGP tag team titles. And this was a really fun match. They built almost the entire match around Oiwa and Yuta Ice. Like, Oscar, I think Oscar's like a really good big man. I mean, I think WWE wanted these guys. And, you know, Oscar, he's a little bit skinny and a little bit pale, but like he's a good worker. And there's no one in this business like Yuta Ice.
I got to tell you, the first historic crossover show that New Japan and Stardom did, I was on that show wrestling in a tag match with Julia and Shuri and Zack Sabre. But also on that show, I believe maybe on the pre-show, maybe the first match, were some of the New Japan Young Lions. And backstage, I was approached in, rabid fashion, some would say. Some would say I was assaulted by a young man who ran up to me, grabbed my hand, and said, "Hi, I am Oscar Lube. I just had my first match for New Japan Pro Wrestling."
Wow.
And then that was it.
I hope you guys remain good friends. Yeah, I like Oscar, and I like Yuta Ice. And it was a very, very fun match. And they just built the whole thing around Yuta Ice and Oiwa, and the place just going crazy for this. I can't say the name of his knee, apparently, according to the chat, but
you can say it. Don't listen to them.
Anyway, Ice pinned Oiwa, and they retained the titles. But this was a lot of fun. Everyone, whether you're a New Japan fan or not, everybody needs to watch Yuta Ice. Because I honestly don't think there's anybody in this business. I don't want to say that gets more out of less, because that kind of makes it seem like I'm burying the guy. But man, he's just something else, dude.
What a great gimmick, too. Oh. Let's get high on pro wrestling.
Then we had Callum Newman and Yota Tsuji for the IWGP heavyweight title. And, there's a long storyline here. So Will Ospreay is out there. Will Ospreay has been mentoring Callum Newman since Callum was 15 years old. Callum at this point, I believe, is 23. And if he won the title, he was going to become the youngest ever. You guys remember Javon Evans? I just want to know if anyone. Anyway, he's going to become the youngest ever.
Oh, yeah. He's been winning qualifying matches on main event.
Yeah, remember that guy? So Callum here, who God bless the guy. I mean, anyway, he's got nowhere near, like, he's a great worker, But I don't even think the most hardcore New Japan fan is going to say that he's got charisma like Javon or athletic ability like Javon. And it's not like Javon isn't a great worker as well. But anyway, he's 23. He's been mentored for since he was 15 by Will Ospreay. Ospreay is there. Ospreay obviously is a babyface. And, you know, Callum Newman and United Empire are heels. And so the referee takes a bump, and Callum gets hold of a chair because he's going to cheat. And Ospreay grabs a chair. No, no, no. Don't use the chair. Don't do it. You don't need this chair. You can win this on your own. Callum's like, I want the chair. He's like, please, you can do this on your own. Just do it on your own. So Callum, you know, he lets go of the chair, and he turns around, and he immediately takes, like, the Gene Blaster. And Ospreay's like, oh, my God, I just cost him the title. But the ref's still down. And so,
hold on. If I can't say you don't ice his knee, you shouldn't be able to say Gene Blaster here on air. Because let's be honest.
No one's. What? I know, but no one's complained about that one.
I just did.
So anyway, you know, they keep going back and forth. It was actually a very dramatic match with the near falls at the end. I mean, they do a lot of near falls in the main event New Japan matches, but I mean, they had some. I mean, there was some great drama in this match. And then finally, there at the end, the referee gets distracted, and Callum Newman punts him right in the Gene Blaster.
He gave him the Pat McAfee.
He hits the Prince's Curse, and he pins Yoda Tsuji to win the IWGP Heavyweight title. And I know when this happened, like, people were like, oh my God, they just put the title on Tsuji. I can't believe it. And it's like, hey, listen. If you want to say it was too early to take the title off Yuta Tsuji, I mean, I'm not going to argue that I'm surprised in some ways, but here's the deal. You think I'm going to complain that they took the title off Yuta Tsuji and put it on a 23-year-old guy who's like, I mean, he's gotten himself really hot in this promotion. And the idea, the whole idea in wrestling is you need as many stars as you can get, okay? Obviously, they needed to make a new star with Yoda Tsuji. And you know what? There was another guy, and the opportunity was there, and there was history there, and it was like, we're going to pull the trigger on this guy. And they pulled the trigger on another guy. So now we've got two new guys that are bona fide, legitimate New Japan stars. And I cannot complain. I'm not going to complain. I mean, they saw the opportunity. And unlike NXT, who had the opportunity over and over and over again, and it's not even like it was the WWE title. It was a freaking NXT title. It was like, I can't pull the trigger on this 21-year-old. You know, it's just too early. Well, we got a 23-year-old as the IWGP World Heavyweight Champion. Nobody's looking at him like he doesn't belong. Nobody's looking at him like he's too young. He's a star now. And they've got a long-term storyline with him and Will Ospreay. And, you know, you can complain about a lot of things that New Japan does booking-wise. But, like, the one thing you can say is when they need to make stars, it's like, they don't F around, dude. They make stars. And WWE, I mean, and even AEW, it's like,
dude, they waited. They dragged their feet for a long time on Shota Umino and cooled him off. And they had to wait a whole nother year to get that belt on another guy like Yoda Tsuji.
Well, they don't. Hey, listen, I'm not saying they're perfect.
Maybe they're learning from the mistake.
Maybe they are. That's what you need to do. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. That's 800-690-8223.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, Raw tonight. It is Mania season, so there's no such thing as a brand split anymore. We got Seth Rollins kicking off the show. CM Punk will be there. Obafemi and Brock Lesnar in the same building. Finn Balor and JD McDonagh. Rhea Ripley, Neo Sky versus B-Fab and Meechan with Jade Cargill in the corner. And Austin Theory versus LA Knight. It's a lineup for tonight. Tomorrow's got the Lola Vice title win celebration. Sol Ruka and Izzy Dame. Your three-way, Tom. Josh Briggs, Keanu Carver, and Jasper Troy.
Can't wait.
The men's speed tournament begins because poor Ilya LaFleur is injured. And Dion Lennox has a plan for Dark State. Then we got Dynamite in Edmonton. Chris Jericho will be there. Kenny Omega as well. Willow Nightingale defends the TBS title against Queen Aminata, who is back.
Is Chris Hero going to be backstage in his chair?
Darby Allin, Jack Perry, and Brody King versus Andrade, Takeshita, and Mark Davis. And appearances by Jon Moxley and Will Ospreay. Hey, I don't know if he sat down or not. But, yeah. You want to get me started on that?
No, I absolutely do not.
Thank you. Hey, listen, we got a lot coming up, everybody. Observer Radio is coming up later on tonight. Tomorrow, Juggalo Championship Wrestling on the Brian and Vinny Show. That's right. Juggalo Championship Wrestling.
Hold on. Like the originals? Stranglemania?
No, the most recent episode on YouTube.
Whoop. Whoop.
You realize they run a 2-hour weekly show, Tom? Yeah.
Much clown love. Throw it up.
Hey, listen, I love the clowns, but we'll talk to you next time. I'm Wrestling Observer Live. Guy.